Chapter 6. Maintenance and Equipment. I have never seen a unit that had a super maintenance program unless it put maintenance into the training program and it became an everyday living, breathing, and talking part of what soldiers do. Major General Alban Wheeler on maintenance training. Company maintenance program. Equipment maintenance and supply activities directly affect the company's readiness level for combat operations. Company maintenance operations require a team effort to establish a high level of readiness. Therefore, leaders must emphasize disciplined maintenance to sustain readiness. The importance of maintenance operations cannot be overemphasized. Integrate this importance into all leaders to reinforce effective maintenance, regardless of duty position or assignment. Company leadership has two primary responsibilities for effective maintenance programs. The first is maintaining equipment in a fully mission-capable status. The second responsibility is to train subordinate leaders, crews, and operators on maintenance operations. Effective unit maintenance programs are integral to all company activities. The company executive officer, through the commander, ensures that the unit training plan integrates maintenance. The company leaders ensure services are scheduled and on the training calendar. Company leader oversight with a disciplined emphasis and approach enables high-performing maintenance programs. The company executive officer is a central figure for maintenance and logistical success in the company. The executive officer and the first sergeant relationship is the second most significant relationship, ensuring company maintenance and logistical success. The executive officer and the first sergeant are successful through continuous maintenance and logistical discussions. The executive officer or another company lieutenant is typically the maintenance officer, but all leaders must support the company's assigned maintenance operations. The commander must ensure the maintenance officer understands the maintenance program's importance. The company commander articulates the maintenance program expectations to the maintenance officer to ensure agreement of the duty position and standards. Successful leader discussion includes details of the battalion and company maintenance standards, routine maintenance schedules, services, and reports. Successful maintenance officers are thorough. They know the equipment maintenance status of the company and platoons, including that of vehicles, platforms, and crew-served weapon systems. They know the parts statuses for their equipment and vehicles. The company maintenance officer knows the number of days that pacing items are not fully mission capable. The maintenance officer can articulate and estimate the expected date the pacing item will drop from the deadline report. Pacing items are major weapon systems, aircraft, and other equipment items central to an organization's ability to perform its designated mission. Therefore, these items are subject to continuous monitoring and management at all levels of command. Another way to describe pacing items is that the organization cannot perform the formation's designed and organized duties and tasks without the primary weapons or equipment systems. Pacing items are in Army Regulation AR-220-1, Army Unit Status Reporting and Force Registration Consolidated Policies, 15 April 2010. The maintenance officer also knows the maintenance status of other critical equipment and communications equipment vital to combat success. The maintenance officer reinforces proper preventative maintenance checks and services, PMCS, of all equipment in the company. Additionally, all leaders must know their maintenance status within their echelon and assigned formation. Commander and Leader Self-Test for Maintenance Management Competence. Successful company commanders assess their maintenance program and management knowledge within the formation early. Commanders conduct frequent assessments to sustain deliberate and effective maintenance activities. The Department of the Army pamphlet, DAPAM 750-1. Commander's Maintenance Handbook, 4 December 2013, is beneficial for a commander and first sergeant. DAPAM 750-1 provides company leaders with brief highlights for significant maintenance matters that require attention from company leaders. Leaders can access the commander and leader self-test for maintenance management competence, comes from DAPAM 750-1, page 2. The leader self-test for maintenance management is a quick assessment of a unit's maintenance program status. Commanders and first sergeants use the self-test to assess maintenance areas needing additional attention or emphasis. Commanders and leaders must be capable of answering yes to the following questions to ensure that field maintenance operations achieve the mission. Positive answers to these questions serve as benchmarks for successful management with the following. Are junior leaders and soldiers aware that their mission is to achieve the Army maintenance standard for assigned and attached equipment? Do junior leaders and soldiers provide feedback on good mission performance? Do the maintenance personnel have the appropriate training and resourcing to accomplish assigned missions and tasks? Have the maintenance operations integrated the Army Materiel Command, Defense Logistics Agency, or local National Guard Army Reserve maintenance activities to provide maintenance and supply assistance as required? Do soldiers and leaders use maintenance enablers such as the Army Maintenance Management System, TAMS, and automated information systems to manage operations and report maintenance data? Are the standard operating procedures, SOPs, current? Is there a prompt return of unserviceable and repairable items through retrograde channels to the designated addressee or source of repair? Are maintenance leaders technically competent to supervise soldiers and inspect equipment? If not, what is the corrective action? Are soldiers in their appropriate military occupational specialty, MOS, positions? Have they attended schools current with their skill sets? For example, Military Occupational Specialty H-8 Recovery, Army Oil Analysis Program, AOAP, Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment, TMDE, Training. Has the commander, supervisor, or small unit leader been in the motor pool and equipment storage area daily and inquired about maintenance operations? Is there a positive ownership relationship between the soldiers and their equipment? Do soldiers know the maintenance system within the organization and comply with requirements to accomplish tasks and objectives? Do soldiers have the necessary resources, including access to technical manuals, to perform maintenance? Are incentive awards and similar recognition initiatives part of the maintenance program? The commander assumed command of a company with low standards and meager achievements. The commander enhanced performance in every aspect of the unit, except for motor pool operations and vehicle maintenance. The unit failed the battalion maintenance inspection twice, which resulted in a tense visit with the battalion commander. The determined company commander assembled the unit leaders and formation to discuss the disappointing outcome of the last two inspections. The commander determined a path and initiated action to reverse the negative trend. The company leadership and non-commissioned officers, NCOs, developed and established a mandatory unit-level maintenance certification course. Each soldier in the unit, including the company commander and first sergeant, attended the unit maintenance classes. The class instructors reinforced the classroom instruction with a hands-on certification. Everyone took an individually assigned written exam following the certification. If the soldiers passed the written test, they took a hands-on examination as the final certification. Soldier or leader failure resulted in participating in the course again. The individual had to pass the test and certification. The discipline and knowledge established and sustained through the certification process resulted in the unit passing all battalion level or higher maintenance inspections. The company's self-developed and enforced course was determined to be so effective that the battalion integrated the company commander's maintenance certification course in the battalion maintenance professional development and certification course. Former company commander. Commanders with the executive officer and first sergeant use 10% cyclic inventories to assess the equipment status and maintenance readiness rather than only ensuring physical equipment accountability. Property accountability is only one aspect of evaluating maintenance readiness and availability. Commanders use every maintenance activity as an opportunity to ensure accountability, identify components of end items and basic issue item shortages, as well as assess whether the equipment is fully mission capable. Property and equipment accountability and maintenance readiness are not exclusive, but mutually supportive and reinforcing. Company maintenance battle rhythm. Companies integrate maintenance into operations as a normal battle rhythm of doing routine things routinely. Leaders reinforce positive maintenance activities through systemic maintenance activities in the battle rhythm. Notice that squadron maintenance events integrate and synchronize with the troop maintenance events to maximize whole troop maintenance operations. Company maintenance meeting. The company maintenance meeting is a powerful way to enhance and sustain company maintenance. The company leaders use this event to emphasize the importance of maintenance, maintain positive maintenance habits, and focus and synchronize the company maintenance activities as part of the company's system of systems. The meeting can be a formal weekly event or an informal daily event. The company maintenance meeting focuses on the specified leaders and soldiers attending. The commander uses this meeting for confirming maintenance activities in detail and assists the maintenance leader with any necessary detailed discussions and coordination with the battalion's executive officer or the battalion's maintenance control officer. Additionally, the maintenance discussions and crosstalk provide detailed information with additional context for the Equipment Status Report, ESR. Recommended company maintenance meeting attendees include the following: Company Commander, First Sergeant, Executive Officer, Platoon Leaders, Platoon Sergeants, Field Service Company FSC Maintenance Leader or Leaders, Maintenance Platoon Leader, Maintenance Control Officer, Maintenance Warrant Officer, and Maintenance Control Sergeant. Company Supply Representative, Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear, Seaburn NCO, or Representative, Unit Armorer. The recommended company maintenance agenda should include the following: Battalion Maintenance Priorities, Company Commander Issues for 24, 48, 72 hours, Company Maintenance Leader Issues, Reviewing the Company ESR, Existing Maintenance Issue Review, Update from Prior Maintenance Meetings, Current Combat Power Status, Class 9 Parts Status, Projected Combat Power Resulting from Maintenance Activities, Army Oil Analysis Program, AOAP Requirements, Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment, TMDE Requirements, Company Maintenance Priorities of Work, Issue Assignment Review, Closing Comments. Company leaders frequently conduct a key leader huddle before the first formation to review the daily and weekly key events. Review maintenance issues discussed above as appropriate during the morning huddle. Discuss mechanic training and other administrative activities affecting the maintainers. Synchronize and deconflict issues that disrupt maintenance activities as necessary. Maintenance checks. The first step toward conducting preventative maintenance checks and services, PMCS, is to have the appropriate publications and technical manuals on site to guide the actual PMCS activities. The second step is to physically open and follow the manuals directing the PMCS systematically. Digital copies of the manuals are not always optimal. Physical copies of the manuals in the hands of the soldiers ensure the proper sequence of maintenance tasks as part of their execution of required before, during, and after PMCS, along with weekly, monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, and annual service operations. PMCS are foundational to an effective maintenance program. Leaders ensure that soldiers perform PMCS to standard per applicable technical manuals and annotate faults on the DA-5988-E Equipment Maintenance and Inspection Worksheet, 1 March 1991, or the DA-2404 Equipment Inspection and Maintenance Worksheet, 1 February 2011, when DA-5988-Es are unavailable. Leaders participate in PMCS activities at all levels to supervise PMCS activities proactively. Company leaders supervise and engage soldiers while they conduct PMCS on equipment. More importantly, leaders should be familiar and trained in performing PMCS for all assigned equipment. Individual units or their supporting units on their own equipment perform field-level maintenance, repairing company systems in maintenance facilities, motor pools, mobile shops, or the tactical environment. Duties for this level of maintenance include approved field-level modification work orders, fault and failure diagnoses, battle damage assessments and repairs, recovery, calibration, and replacement of damaged or unserviceable parts and components. Other duties include the manufacturing of unavailable critical parts and inspecting, servicing, lubricating, adjusting, and replacing parts, minor assemblies, and sub-assemblies. The best way to ensure familiarity and proper training is to perform the actual maintenance. An example of integrating maintenance and training is in reaffirming your command maintenance program by Captain Eric A. McCoy. Commanders must understand the maintenance processes and reports used in the Global Combat Support System Army, GCSSA. GCSSA is currently the management system for equipment and vehicle maintenance. It is the mode in which maintenance leaders requisition parts, track the status of parts, dispatch vehicles, and maintain services records. DA-5988-Es are generated, updated with new faults, and printed from GCSSA. Vehicles dispatch digitally, or the system can print dispatch paperwork. GCSSA schedules vehicle and equipment services and maintains the maintenance and service records. Equipment dispatching is a critical process and tool for commanders to check equipment operations and maintenance procedures. Dispatching provides an opportunity to check in with subordinate leaders and review equipment maintenance records like the DA-5988E. Commanders and first sergeants should ask pointed questions on equipment status and state of readiness, check DA Form 5988E. Questions to ask include, how long have identified faults been noted without corrective action? Are parts on order against identified deficiencies? When is equipment anticipated for being fully mission capable? Leader and supervisor oversight of equipment dispatching serves as an additional layer for ensuring vehicles and equipment are operational and safe. Commanders and senior leaders engage their soldiers and do not wait for the request for dispatch of equipment to query their soldiers. They are part of the regular supervision of the maintenance program. The company's maintenance officer should be able to answer the maintenance questions on equipment assigned to the company as part of the maintenance management competence test. However, the dispatch procedure is a tool for the command team to check the maintenance program and gain a greater sense of the maintenance activities through the following: visiting the Forward Support Company, FSC, and establishing and maintaining relationships that enhance the maintenance program, training and certifying leaders on how to supervise PMCS, and conducting professional leader development blocks of instruction and holding leaders accountable, keeping command presence in maintenance operations as a vital responsibility, using dispatch procedures to check the maintenance program, rewarding excellence in maintenance operations. Issues may arise about support from the battalion or FSC maintenance personnel. Company leaders should be involved in ensuring an effective and agreeable solution to the existing problem. Commanders and first sergeants engage their counterparts before issues surface. Support issues are often a matter of miscommunication. These issues are resolved with leadership involvement. Well-established relationships reduce tension between the user and supported formations and are resolved faster through a good working relationship. Deliberate vehicle equipment services. Scheduled services are significant events in maintenance programs. Services are often a training event in themselves. Services may be quarterly, semi-annual, annual, or based on equipment hours of operation. The first step in understanding and managing maintenance services is to know the service requirements for all equipment pieces. There are multiple ways to manage services, but a master calendar depicting service schedules for vehicles, major end items, and other equipment pieces helps all leaders visualize the service and maintenance requirements. Captured and depicted scheduling becomes more powerful and empowering when this critical information is visualized on the training calendar. Periodic services frequently require support from battalion and FSC maintenance personnel. Services requiring assistance from other companies in the battalion or the FSC generate competing demands for a limited capability within the same supporting organization. The natural tension created by competing support demands for a limited capability generates an imperative for units to adhere to timelines for scheduled services in a systematic manner. I had to fight to maintain the support of my field maintenance team. For a tank company, your team is your lifeblood. It is customary for the team to attach to the tank company because our tanks need this for fixing. Former tank company commander. Scheduling services can be a delicate balance of competing demands. Company leadership must anticipate other training requirements to contend with completing services on time. Leaders must ensure the service is to standard and prompt, while not disrupting other events as much as possible. For example, if service due dates occur during field exercises, services need to be moved forward to complete them before the training and to not be overdue. Deliberate maintenance service requires coordination with support personnel and synchronization with requirements for other companies in the battalion. Simultaneously, this can be a training event to support a training event. For example, a multi-echelon training event. Managed and coordinated with senior leadership, the company can conduct maintenance and services in a field environment. A field environment can help identify and resolve maintenance and support issues not anticipated, since specific problems may never occur within a garrison environment. One effective method for managing periodic services is to execute the services collectively. Collective services enable a standardized, detailed, and comprehensive effort of services across a formation. The execution of collective services provides a method towards effectively planning, preparing, managing, and executing the required services. Services at platoon level are at an optimal echelon to conduct collective services and combine the unit focus and effort while simultaneously managing and mitigating various competing demands that distract a formation from accomplishing an essential task. GCSSA allows unit maintenance personnel, such as a maintenance team chief and executive officer, to schedule the service windows for equipment. However, it is wise for the executive officer to cascade equipment services on the calendar over the year so the company is not engaged in servicing equipment all at one time. For example, scheduling services for 120 M4 rifles over 12 months, so the company only needs to complete 10 each month versus doing all 120 at one time. The other option is to conduct platoon comprehensive services on the weapons at one time. Service delays and failing to complete services on time are unacceptable. Service delays create a negative ripple with services scheduling and affect all battalion companies and support maintenance units and personnel. The delays in the completion of current services disrupt the schedule of future services. Leaders must ensure the company adheres to service schedules. If the company lags in service timeliness, the formation must make up the time that could further desynchronize planned training. Equipment status reporting, tracking, and monitoring the maintenance status. The Equipment Status Report, ESR, is the deadline report, and it is a critical maintenance report that displays all equipment that is not mission capable. It is the most critical report generated by GCSSA. It inputs maintenance information into the unit status report. In addition, equipment designated as pacing items constitutes an essential information requirement for company commanders and the company leadership. Company leaders maintain constant visibility and knowledge of the equipment on the ESR. Particular emphasis on ensuring that platoon leaders understand the ESR is vital, since not all of them will get the opportunity to serve as an executive officer. The number of days a pacing item and particular piece of equipment has been non-mission capable is a critical reporting requirement for unit readiness, otherwise known as a unit's operational readiness rate. The equipment has an established acceptable maintenance standard, as described by the Army. Pacing item equipment has an acceptable time when the particular pacing item must have a fully mission-capable status. Failing to maintain fleet standards, often called busting fleet, is a significant event for a unit. Fleet standards are typically collective at the battalion level, but each company contributes to the success of maintaining those standards. Deadlined vehicles, the status of their parts, and the number of days that equipment has not been mission capable are all included in the ESR. The specific codes for parts tell the part's status and sometimes location in the logistics process. Brief this information in maintenance meetings. Commanders must learn and articulate the data on the ESR because not knowing how to read it could put a commander at a severe disadvantage. GCSSA is a transparent system where commanders and maintenance leaders at all echelons can pull the ESRs on units to view their operational readiness rates. The maintenance enterprise tracks the ESR from battalion to division level and onward. Company leadership monitors and tracks all not mission-capable equipment and the number of days not mission-capable equipment has been on the ESR. Leaders anticipate any problems with meeting fleet requirements. If there are potential issues, company commanders coordinate with the battalion executive officer, maintenance personnel, and the battalion commander. The commander and company leadership take all actions to avoid busting the fleet. Do not omit deadlined equipment on the ESR. There are acceptable reasons for busting the fleet, and leadership must maintain the integrity and accuracy of reporting inoperable pacing items. Do not delay in reporting deadlined equipment. Commanders report per established standards. Remaining truthful in reporting, establishing good maintenance practices, and holding the unit accountable will relieve any temptation to make the slides green, inaccurately positively report, when it comes to maintenance. Do not put professional and personal reputations at risk. It is neither easy nor quick to repair an integrity violation and lost trust. Leaders depend on accurate and truthful reporting to allocate resources and fix problems. Senior leaders cannot help resolve issues if they are unaware of them, which may include more significant systemic issues than company leadership can fix. However, senior leaders can assist in resolving maintenance issues. the senior leaders can access the necessary resources or the correct personnel in the maintenance enterprise to fix maintenance issues efficiently. A good maintenance culture protects services on the training calendar like any training event. Units with lackluster maintenance programs cut services short or complete half of the required service tasks. A unit like this has a more challenging time keeping not mission-capable pacers off the ESR and busts fleet more frequently. The result is that the soldiers suffer as they will be working late nights and weekends to install parts and bring vehicles back to fully mission-capable status. Your rock and a hard place in a tank company are services and gunnery. When you are not at gunnery training, you are servicing tanks. It made sense that the tank was the steel beast you rode into battle, and it was your home. If your beast could not get to the fight, then you were useless. Therefore, there is a sense of crew pride in maintaining your tank. There is pride in qualifying on gunnery table 6 on your beast and earning the right to name it. The right to paint the name on the gun. And the right to display the name on the gun tube for all to see. Former tank commander. Certain specified vehicles in the Army inventory must participate in the Army Oil Analysis Program, AOAP. There is a need for oil samples periodically from the vehicles for analysis. The management of the AOAP is generally at the battalion level. Maintenance leaders will notify companies about from which vehicle the oil samples come. Proactive supervision with identifying an aggressive AOAP monitor in the company can reduce the number of significant maintenance events. The company that designates a capable soldier can track and manage the program at the company level. Efficient company leaders establish systems that track and record maintenance performance. The leaders who create and manage the systems on reporting requirements, regulations, and policies ensure the program remains focused on what is essential for the company and higher formations. Leaders should periodically review and update systems as necessary to maintain an effective maintenance program. When maintenance program elements integrate with associated systems and training meetings, the result is a well-informed and maintenance-disciplined formation able to sustain company operations. Test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment. Company commanders and leaders in formations with platforms and equipment with the associated test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment, TMDE, must establish a system or program to manage their TMDE. Commanders have specific requirements for anticipating, identifying, supporting, and certifying their TMDE. TMDE requirements exist to ensure proper calibration for safe platform and equipment operations as specified by AR-750-43, Army Test, Measurement, and Diagnostic Equipment, 24 January 2014. The brigades and battalions manage TMDE, but this does not relieve company commanders of their maintenance responsibilities. Company maintenance leaders identify, manage, and monitor TMDE requiring calibration and repair support to ensure compliance with maintenance requirements. Company leaders ensure that soldiers understand the importance of TMDE and utilize proper care and accountability of the equipment. Company leadership familiarity with the battalion maintenance SOP is necessary. Leaders who understand and enforce SOPs help incorporate systems that maximize maintenance effectiveness. Company leaders should also ensure the company's soldiers are familiar with and apply effective maintenance SOPs. Leaders should supervise and enforce the SOPs during maintenance operations. Company leadership should conduct semi-annual or annual SOP reviews as well. Leaders should propose and be open to suggested changes to enhance overall effectiveness. There is an enhanced need for company SOPs and policies only if necessary to address topics inadequately addressed within the battalion SOP. One key point to remember is to avoid redundancy of SOPs, since this frequently leads to confusion between existing SOPs within the battalion. Maintenance Standard Operating Procedures. Having been a company commander in a light unit and field grade officer in a heavy unit, if I had known or used the operating procedures of maintenance Mondays, commander maintenance meetings, and enforcement of basic maintenance training, my days as a light commander would have been better served and made the unit more lethal. I have found that units with smaller equipment footprints think they can hand wave maintenance and its importance. This idea could not be further from the truth. Soldiers and leaders at all levels must instill good maintenance standards for the betterment of the entire Army. Former field grade officer. rewards and recognition. Company commanders need to reward and recognize soldiers and leaders for success and outstanding performance in a maintenance program. They use maintenance awards as a tool to emphasize the necessity of high-quality maintenance. Commanders use public awards to emphasize maintenance messaging while reinforcing the maintenance program's importance. During the awards presentation, leader recognition of maintenance achievement allows leaders to demonstrate how high-performing maintenance activities enhance unit readiness, lethality, and effectiveness. For more information on awards, refer to AR-600-8-22, Military Awards, 5 March 2019, for driver and mechanic badge awards in the maintenance field. The important takeaway for maintenance is that it takes time. Maintenance is as deliberate an effort to plan and execute as any event. Units that sacrifice maintenance for training find themselves with a significant number of their equipment on the deadline report, and the unit is combat ineffective.